You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Okay, guys. So, firstly, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone that joined me in my live. You guys know I've been going live on Thursdays, and it has been incredible, and I absolutely love interacting with you guys. So I also did a submission, which you guys know I have been doing the submissions for you guys, asking me some questions or maybe even asking for advice for a specific situation. So I did choose three of those, and we'll get onto that later on in the podcast. But I just want to say, make sure you are following me on Instagram. Why? So that you can participate when I have my submissions, so that you guys can potentially have your question answered or have me give advice on your situation. So last week we did a Q&A because there were so many questions. I was like, okay, let me just do a Q&A so I can answer as many as possible. Today we are going to be talking about confidence and self-esteem in a relationship. Now, I know a lot of you have actually asked questions in regards to how do you like keep your self-esteem in a relationship or anything like that. And I find this question particularly interesting. I was actually talking to one of my friends about it, and this is a conclusion that I feel like I've drawn. So I think the actual question becomes, how do you know when your confidence is being attacked? Right? In a relationship. Okay, well, firstly, you have to identify, all right, if I'm around my significant other, why do I always feel like he's being condescending to me? Why do I feel like I get nervous around, you know, his family, or I don't feel as welcomed around him? Well, that's probably because this person is a controlling person. This is a manipulative situation. Angels, when you are in a relationship with a guy, by no means is it acceptable to feel like you have to walk on eggshells. If your question is, how do you have self-esteem or keep your self-esteem or remain confident in a relationship, to me, that, you know, it indicates that you feel insecure because this person is probably making you feel insecure. Now, let's just say it's something that's just physical. And that's just you and you. You're unhappy with your appearance, maybe. Well, then the reality is you're the only one that can change that, right? But let's say it's about being in a situation where you feel like, oh my God, I don't want to say this around this person. I don't feel it. I don't want to, you know, look stupid. So you're always overthinking every single thing. You're always feeling like you have to say the right thing. You always feel like you have to be around because you want to control what could possibly be said about you. Is that making sense? And it's hard to keep your self-esteem if this is a situation that you're in. What do controlling people want as well? They want to control what you say. They want to make you feel uncomfortable in the things that you say. They want to police you. They want to control your social media. Like that. These are what people that are controlling do. They don't want you to talk to your friends. Okay. If you get into a fight, they are ignoring you all day long. That is not normal. Okay. In any healthy communicative relationship, that is not normal. Okay. To start ignoring each other throughout the day, if a disagreement happens, that is not a sign of behavior that is healthy in a relationship. Anytime your ego is in anything, I mean, usually it's not a good thing, you know, and that's a whole other discussion. But when your ego is in the way, where the first thing you think of is, oh my God, I just got into a fight with my boyfriend, I'm gonna go out tonight. That's not usually something that I think is a healthy thing. Yes, it's a distraction. However, the problem is not going to go away by you going out that night. You may feel better. However, the problem still exists when you go home. Yes. And the bigger issue is that this guy, probably he could have picked a fight with you because he doesn't want to deal with you. He wants to use that as a getaway card to do whatever he wants to do. Come on. We all know, guys, we've all been in situations where it just feels like no matter what we do, we're being picked on by someone that we thought liked us. Okay? How can you remain to have your self-esteem in a situation where you don't even feel comfortable being yourself? You always feel like you have to dim your light. And, you know, I'm particularly passionate about this because I've had my own fair share of experiences where I kind of feel like I have had to dim my light to be with certain people. And you just get tired of that, not being able to just be you and someone accepting the fullness of yourself. And I think this is so important because how many of us were or are currently in situations where we feel uncomfortable being ourselves? Okay? That is not okay. You know, we have people that are, you know, in situations where maybe they say things and it seems like it's directed towards us, but they kind of say that it's not. Like, that is not healthy. If you were over the age of 25 years old, certain things are just intolerable. And certain things we have to take accountability for and realize, okay, I was probably, you know, I do have to take responsibility for this because I was probably, my main issue was thinking that something like this was possibly going to change. The signs are always they're always there, angels. The signs of people that are extremely controlling, one, they come across as extremely charming, so perfect that it's like, it's almost a little creepy, right? They are just super communicative. They love buying you a bunch of things, right? Then that turns into potentially, you know, breaking one of the things that was purchased, right? and then it turns into buying you another one. Like, I know that seems pretty extreme, but these things happen. And this episode today is for those girls that can relate to this. And being in an abusive situation, let's say it's not even physical, but let's just say that it's, you know, just verbal. That is going to weigh on your confidence 100%. You cannot remain confident in a situation where someone is constantly badgering you. It's not going to happen. Okay? And at some point, because this is what I believe, there is collateral damage, I like to call it, right? From being in any situation that, you know, especially ones that weren't healthy, there's collateral damage, meaning there is, you know, you go through a process where you have to, you know, get over whatever happened, this, you know, ending, no matter how that ended. And especially if you're in an abusive dynamic, right? You kind of go through these phases where it's like, first it's denial of, no, I don't think that this is what this person meant. And you find yourself naturally defending this person's honor because that's usually how that goes. And you start to think, no. Like, I'm definitely overanalyzing the situation. And if you get advice from your friends, you're in denial about, no, I don't think he meant it like that. Like, he's not like that. Like, no, you guys don't know him. He doesn't act like that. Like, he was just doing that for that one situation. Cause I can understand, like, what I did was, like, really bad. So that's why, girl, no. Okay. And then you also go through a phase of feeling like, okay, maybe I am noticing this guy has an issue. Well, I'm sure I can fix it. You know what I mean? Like, people change. Yes, people change, but you shouldn't be in this situation. It's unhealthy. You know what I mean? I've known someone once that she was dating this guy, and from what she used to tell me, you know, he started out being like, you know, kind of judgmental already. Like, when he initially met her, he like met her in like a nice outfit. Like, you know, she was going out with one of her girls. And then their relationship, he turned out to be this like alleged devout Christian. And he was very controlling. He didn't want to post her on social media. He said that it's because he doesn't want guys in her DMs, as if she can't, you know, make that decision to simply not answer her DMs. You know what I mean? He blamed it on the fact that, you know, he has a business and he can't like post her or something like that, which I find to be complete, you know, it's just garbage. He would even, you know, make her feel uncomfortable. His family makes her feel uncomfortable. They would say weird things. They would come across as very judgmental. Like, even if they're watching a TV show, you have to pay attention to things like this, Angels. Anytime people are criticizing people so much, red flag. And more than likely, they are not that different from their family. Especially because I believe at the time, he still lived with his family. So why would you think that he's going to be different if you just remove him from his family? Like, what exactly do you think is going to change? It's not. They'll watch a show and be hypercritical of people on the show. Why is she wearing this? Oh, I feel like that's something that, you know, a hoe would wear or something. Or, oh, I hate when girls always want something. Like, and it just seemed like it was constant jabs at, you know, this girl that I used to know. It just seemed like it was constant jabs. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you, if somebody told you, right, okay, you're going to meet this guy, he's going to be extremely controlling, you're not going to feel comfortable around him, you're going to feel like you always have to gain control of the narrative, you're going to get into a fight, he'll ignore you all day long, he makes you feel like one minute he does care about you, the next minute he could be possibly sabotaging. I am not an emotional police men, okay? It is not my job to make sure that I'm giving excuses for your poor behavior. Oh, he just doesn't know how to love. That's why I have to deal with this. Oh, I think he's sabotaging the relationship. That's why I have to be like this. No. No. Not an excuse. Okay? Intolerable. Because when you are constantly making excuses for people, let me tell you something. People can be emotional terrorists, angels. Let's not pretend here like that's not a thing. And if there's one thing, well, if there's another thing that's a pet peeve of mine, it is people using their circumstance as a getaway car for bad behavior. That's literally no different than saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in a bad mood. I'm a Gemini. Or, I'm so sorry that I was like so mean to you and I literally said anything out of anger. I was having a bad day. Or, I don't like what you just said, so I literally just lashed out at you because I personally feel attacked instead of communicating my feelings properly, knowing that that might not be your intention. I do not like when people utilize actual situations to justify poor behavior and poor reactions. I don't like that. There's never a justification for being mean, especially to people that you love. There is no justification for that. You need to learn how to control your emotions and not allow your misery to bleed out onto those who care about you. It's not healthy to not be able to express your emotions in a healthy way. You understand? Because life gets crazy. Things happen all the time. It's not an excuse to be a bad person. It's not an excuse to have poor character. It's not an excuse. And the reason I think this is so important is because we make too many excuses for some guys. We do. And you know me, I am not into talking about anything that contributes to the toxicity of dating and how we view men and women in society these days. But we have to understand, no matter who you are dating, okay, let me generalize, we should not be making excuses for their poor behavior. Because after a while, you know, these people are usually in denial about how they went about things, and they don't think they're wrong. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. We got into a fight and I literally said that you are, you know, disgusting and I would never even date someone like you in real life anyway. But I only said that because I was mad. Like, you have to understand what you said to me to make me even say that. And it's like, wait a second. If we're together, certain things you just can't say. Like, you just don't come back from. Same in a friendship. Certain things you don't say. Like, I was never your friend anyway, so this doesn't make sense. And then you expect someone to be like, I understand. You were going through a hard time. That's why you said something like that. No, because words do hurt. Things do stick to you. And then you start to hoard ideas in your head of, okay, wait a minute. The way that person behaved really, really scared me. Did they mean that when they said that? All of these things sort of happen and you're just like, it puts you into overdrive of overthinking. But as we always tie everything back to relationships, right? How would you feel if the guy that you were dating said these things? You think it's okay to just be like, okay, you know what? He had a tough upbringing. There's like a thin line between being understanding of someone's situation and knowing when you need to start mentally checking out. And then physically check out. Because I understand when you first discover that someone is a certain way, again, you're in denial. Then you have to accept that they are this way. And then you think you could change it. And there's so many steps in between that final stage of just leaving that person. And I think the thin line becomes, if someone is receptive to the reality of their behavior and willing to change it for themselves so that they can be a better person, That's different than someone that you're constantly policing and making excuses for because, they got angry that time. No. Absolutely not. And same with, you know, even friends. She just says really horrible things when she gets upset. No, because I don't feel like being, a punching bag for you when you're upset. How is that fair to me? And that's what I had to teach one of my friends this once where I was like, listen, sweetie, I understand you're going through a lot. It is not an excuse to lash out because the behavior is scary and very incongruous to our relationship, how it has been going, you know, for a while now. You do not get to be mean and nasty just because certain circumstances have happened to you. Okay? That's the reality of the situation. And think about it like this, angels, on a grand scale, right? Beyonce has a bad day. Beyonce goes to the mall and ends up meeting a fan. Do you think that the fan is going to necessarily care about Beyonce having a bad day? She has no idea Beyonce's having a bad day. She has no idea that Beyonce has to rush and go home because she has, and I know this probably wouldn't happen, but for argument's sake, Beyonce has to rush. She has a show later on that night. She's just here to pick up one top. Her assistant got stuck in traffic, whatever. So she meets a fan and she's like, I'm sorry. I honestly, no pitches right now. I literally can't. I'm sorry. I'm not like today. No. All right. Normally I say yes to everybody. Not today. Excuse me. Bye. That fan now is forever going to remember that them meeting Beyonce was like not a good experience. It was not a pleasurable experience. And I know that's an extreme example, but the principle is that we need to learn as a society that we need to not let our misery bleed onto other people, because Beyonce having a bad day has nothing to do with a fan who loves her and sees her as this person that is, you know, super inspiring. And, you know, like, who wants to have a bad interaction with a celebrity, let alone anyone? Because people put celebrities on pedestals anyway. So imagine that on a grand scale. And then imagine someone you love, that's your friend or your significant other, treating you very poorly because they're having a bad day. No. We need to learn as a society to not let our misery bleed onto other people. We need to learn how to still be upset, but not, you know, treat others with disrespect because we're upset, right? Voice how you feel. Hey, you know what? Today, I'm just letting you know I'm going to be a little distant because I am just having a really bad day. And I really just want to limit my social interactions today because I'm just not having the best day. I mean, and this is where Beyonce may not have that luxury besides just simply not going out at all. But for, you know, regular citizens, you know, like us, you know, you and me, we do have that luxury to be like, hey, you know what? I'm just not going to be super interactive today because I know I'm not in the best mood and I just don't want, you know, to, you know, be outside and, you know, triggered by certain situations when I know I'm not in the best mood. That's okay. That is identifying that you are taking accountability for how you're feeling and you don't want to have any run-ins with anyone when you know you're not in the best mood. That's normal. What's not okay is whatever normal is these days. What's not okay is having to police your man's feelings, right? So how do you keep your self-esteem? Well, let's see. You need to have boundaries. You need to be honest with yourself. Is this person someone that I actually genuinely want to be with that's making me feel like I'm too much? How many situations have we been in that, he thinks I'm too much. So what am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with that information? Become too little, right? So that you feel better? Does that make you feel better? No, not going to happen. We need to be with people that allow us to be entirely who we are, okay? Not people that are constantly trying to alter our personality, then that just means, sweetie, that you don't like me. You don't like me. Oh, I would like you if you did this, or if you, why do you always feel like you have to dress up everywhere you go? You know, the streets are not a fashion show. No, it is my fashion show, but thank you. Why does that bother you? I just feel like you're always trying to get attention. You see, like, things like that are not normal. That's not a normal thing. People that use religion even as a getaway car for their rigidness, inappropriate. All religions in the world essentially are about love and kindness. And people that, you know, they hide under religion, you know, to be super rigid and mean and judgmental. Isn't that funny and ironic? Something that's supposed to teach you more love and compassion is turning you into the antithesis of that. Now, I want that to make sense. You need help. That individual needs help. Okay? It is not our job to have to do these things. It's just simply not. Now, we're going to get on to our next segment. I don't have a name for this particularly yet, but let's call it Ask Aisha. It's not that innovative, but whatever. So this is Ask Aisha, and I chose three questions. So the first one is how to be humble, how to be a humble queen, how to stop being judgmental. And this person said, your live on how to stop being toxic was very humbling and positive, by the way. So thank you so much for submitting this question. And I love this question, actually, because I always consider myself to be, and I know saying you are usually means you're not, but I do consider myself a humble person. I'd like to consider myself to be a very compassionate person, which is why I can't jump on the bandwagon of cancel culture or, you know, anyone's demise. I don't celebrate people's downfalls and praise people's downfalls either. I just can't really jump on the bandwagon with that because I just see human beings, no matter the platform, no matter the money, the status, the celebrity, I see human beings as human beings all across the board. I think what keeps me humble is honestly having that confidence in myself. I was talking to one of my friends about this the other day where I said, it's always people that have, you know, way less that feel like they have to do so much more, right? It's always people that they are like the wannabe gurus or the wannabe influencers that have the biggest ego. It's always the people that have, you know, I remember one time I went out with this, like one of my friends, group of friends, right? And there was this guy that I found to be extremely opportunistic. And he just always came across as like, you would assume if you maybe didn't know him, oh, he's like a socialite in New York City. And like, he knows this person, knows that. He doesn't know anyone. He doesn't know any of these people. He just carries himself in a way. And he's a very like, you're not in it type of guy. You know what I mean? I don't like things like that because I think true, you know, alpha, you know, females and males are people that want to include people in things. You're not intimidated by the next good-looking person, the next well-dressed person, the next confident person. You're not intimidated by that. You don't think about what that says about your character if you constantly feel this need to like be exclusive. Why? Like what is that? What happened in your childhood that you feel like you need to now be at the top of the food chain so that you can dictate who can and cannot get in your circle, your club? Like, do you realize how juvenile that actually sounds? So I think for me, as it pertains to how to be humble, you have to have true confidence. Confidence is quiet. You know, let's say let's say your friends are like, they want to be on social media and they're like a mean girl group, right? But let's say they don't know maybe, and I'm literally making this up. Let's say they don't know that you have a social following and you have like a million followers on like YouTube. Let's just say they just happen to not know that, right? You're not going to be bragging like, oh, I have a million like on social media. But you're going to notice if you start to monitor your friends' feelings, how they care about like little things that maybe you don't really care about. Like, oh my God, did you see so-and-so like so-and-so's photo? Like, she doesn't even like her. Like, ew. And she only got like 3,000 likes on her post. Like, ew. Like, you're not popping, girl. And you're sitting here like, well, I mean, my friends don't even know that like I'm like famous probably on like, you know, social media, or I have like a company that maybe has a lot, like a huge following, and I get like 12,000 likes or like, you know, 20,000 likes a photo. Like, that's crazy that they're like making fun of people for this, and this is something they want to be, and this is something that I'm doing. Like, that's odd. And principally, I'm mentioning this because it's like, you're always going to notice that people that feel the biggest need to prove something to someone have the least confidence. Because the loudest in the room is the least confident person. The need to always be seen, heard, is a confidence issue, right? Now, let's say you just like to you like to dress well. You're this is who you are, and you're a quiet person. You stay in your lane. That doesn't mean you're not, you know, a confident person because you like to dress maybe flamboyantly. But when you're in a group setting, right? You can easily pick the person that has to be the center of attention. They have to be seen. That is not a truly confident individual by any means. To always feel the need to have to be, you know, front and center is not a quality of a confident person. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Someone else being in the spotlight does not dim your light. You need to learn how to have that confidence within yourself. And how do you do that? Well, you figure out your purpose, figure out what makes you happy, and you continue doing that despite what anyone has to say. That's how that works. Confidence is something that's definitely built over time, right? Like, And depending on your environment too, that could really, really affect your confidence. Also, you know, what you believe to be true about yourself, right? If you're constantly around people that are berating your confidence, this actually ties into the episode, you know, what I was talking about earlier. If you're in a relationship or you're in a friend group where you're always feeling insecure because of maybe how these people are, not to put the blame on other people, but relationships are a choice, okay? And you have to choose, okay, if people are constantly saying mean things, they're being hypercritical, that makes me uncomfortable and my confidence isn't in the best place. So why would I want to be around people that are going to be, you know, exploiting this, really? It is our job to make the choice, okay, I'm going to head out of this relationship. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to distance myself from this friend group because I need to get my confidence up so I'm not threatened by people, you know, them projecting their insecurities out and me feeling slighted by it. It is a very, it's a self process, right? That's to build up that confidence. You have to figure out your purpose, figure out what you enjoy, figure out, have boundaries. These are things that build your confidence, finding your style and not feeling like someone else having something different is a threat to you, or feeling like someone else, you know, being in the spotlight or whatever is a threat to you. These are things that genuinely make you confident. Okay. How to stop being judgmental. Now, that usually means that you are someone that's super critical of yourself. You have to like think about the thoughts you think on autopilot. You see someone and you're like, ew, that person is so ugly. I cannot. And that's your first thought. And it's like, wait a second. Why did my brain just literally rip this person to shreds for no reason in my head? And once you become devoid of that like ego, because that's like a quest that I feel like I'm on myself, where it's like, hey, I don't need to attack some, because these things, when you say certain things out loud, subconsciously, you're boosting your ego because you think that you're the opposite, right? So if you say, ew, that person is so fat, what does that mean? It means you don't think you're fat. So you have to point out that this person is fat. Make sense? If you're saying, ew, this person is so ugly, it's like, oh, that's because you don't think you're ugly. So it makes you feel good to say in your head or say out loud that how ugly or how unattractive you think that person is. You know, like it's about that. That is entirely about ego. People that are super judgmental, they're extremely insecure people. Because why are you so busy caring about what everyone else is doing? What? Why? What about what you're doing? You need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on... And I'm not saying you specifically, but just everyone in general. People need to focus on themselves. People need to focus on stop paying attention to what everyone else is doing and fix their own self-esteem, fix their own issues, because everyone has issues, right? And people that are super judgmental are people that honestly are ignoring all of their issues, all of their problems, because they're focused on what everyone else is doing. People that are super judgmental usually have the most issues, right? And they often feel unaccepted, whether that was their upbringing where they feel like they have to be super judgy because that's how they were raised. Their family was not accepting of them. So they grow up to be very judgmental people. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Because they grew up in an environment where what they truly wanted and desired wasn't acceptable. So they had to, you know, conform to whatever that was. Let's say they grew up in a super Christian home and like wearing anything like revealing or short, you know, indicated that they were like, or something, or they just want attention. You're going to grow up wanting to always dress like that and just like be a girl and just like show, you know, your shape a little bit. But instead, you're going to turn into the person that secretly desires those things and hates on girls that are allowed or that freely show those things because you're mad because you never got to. So to stop being judgmental, you have to learn to check your ego. You have to unlearn a lot of those things on autopilot. And what does that mean? It means you need to start being more present in your thoughts. You need to start finding happiness within yourself and confidence within yourself so that you're not turning around, caring about judging what other people choose to do in their lives has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. When you get through fixing all of the things in your own personal life, you do not have the capacity or the bandwidth to even care about what the next person is doing, because it takes so much work to just get yourself on the right foot. And once you find that deep happiness and confidence within yourself, it's a beautiful thing. You no longer can be judgmental because you don't care in a healthy way. I don't care what the next person is doing because I'm doing my own thing. Why would I be so bothered by what someone else is thinking or wearing or saying? Why would that really bother me? It doesn't matter. Attached to nothing, connected to everything, right? Like, and that's a quest that I've been on for a while, where it's like, who are some celebrities even that I feel like are humble? Like, personally, I think Oprah Winfrey is a humble person. She's someone that I do look up to, because she's a multi-billionaire and I find her to be very like relatable and just grounded. That's so attractive. That's a very attractive, confident quality to have. And I aspire to be just like that. I don't want to be someone that makes people feel like they can't be in this. I don't want to be someone that makes people feel like they are not included in anything. I want everyone to feel, and I know I do talk about tough love and my method is tough love. I know that. But I want people to know, okay, one, I'm making the decision to change. I may not like what I'm going to hear, but it's the truth out of love, not out of attacking, being overly critical. It's the truth out of love. And I want people to feel free to say whatever they want to say. And no, I'm not here to judge you, but these are the steps moving forward to be able to go about fixing that. That's how I feel. I hope that answers your question. So the next question I chose was sex outside of dating in order to meet physical needs. When is it empowering? When is it not? Why would a woman feel bad for having sex when all humans need physical connection to some degree? Not just once in a while, but daily. Why is that a power struggle? So I think this is a great question, especially because initially I was thinking of it from a very traditional standpoint. But I think just to sum it up, this boils down to whether or not what place you're coming from. If you're coming from a place of, oh, I just need to feel needed, and you have to identify which it is. I need to feel needed and wanted by someone. That stems from low self-esteem. I need to know that someone touching me, it means that they want me. They desire me. This is like feeding my ego. I know that they want to be with me because they're being intimate with me. That is a different place than, okay, I want to do this. This is my choice. I really could care less if this person speaks to me again or not. I'm not trying to look for a relationship. This is something that I'm doing because I want to do it. Then that's you. That's on you. That's your prerogative. That to me is coming from a strong place, as opposed to maybe you coming from a place of you're using intimacy as a vehicle to maybe get a relationship or feeling wanted and desired. So I think it's obviously going to be a power struggle because, you know, society for women to take that route, it is still a taboo thing, so to speak, where people feel like, oh my God, a woman, you know, choosing to, you know, be intimate with a guy and like probably not want to speak to him again or maybe not want anything serious is such a taboo thing because we're so used to, you know, women using that as a vehicle to get the guy or wanting to only do that with someone that they want to be in a relationship with. So I think to answer this question, when it's empowering is when you understand your power and the stance you're coming from. You're coming from a place of strength of, okay, this is something I'm doing because I feel like this is a physical need for me. So I'm just going to do this. I'm not hoping this guy calls me tomorrow, or I'm not secretly hoping he's going to be in a relationship with me. That's when it's empowering. When it's not is when it's coming from a place of needing and wanting to be touched and desired and wanted and hoping that it's going to blossom into something else by using that as a vehicle. That's it. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a power struggle because it's a society thing where as a society, it's taboo for a lot of women to come from this perspective. And the last question that I had chose was, oh my God, there are so many. It seems like I took a screenshot, actually. I mean, a screen video of all the questions. So they're all going like a mile a minute. I screenshotted the first two. And then I guess I didn't. Okay, yes, I did. So someone asked, what is your advice to your younger self? And I absolutely love this question because I would say to my younger self that everything is going to work out for you and that you need to trust your intuition. Those gut feelings that you have are the truth, and you need to lean into that so that you can have, you know, more boundaries. The younger you start to, you know, implement having boundaries in your life, the better, because it becomes a practice, you know, not being a people pleaser. You know, I would say, you know, yeah, just follow your intuition and follow your heart. Don't dim your light for any man, anyone, because there's going to be someone that's going to love you for all of you, all that you are, and you're not going to have to worry about, you know, not being who you actually are around, you know, someone. So that would be my advice to my younger self. So that is the end of this podcast, angels. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. I will see you guys in my next episode. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram so that you can submit your question. If not, and you want a chance to get advice from me or even speak to me personally on the phone, I'm still offering this. I don't know when I'm ever going to stop doing it, to be genuinely honest, because I do enjoy it a lot. You can reach me on Wizio, guys, which is in the description box of wherever you're listening to this right now. And you can book a consult with me so you can get one-on-one advice from me. I love you so much. I'll speak to you guys next week. Mwah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.